and welcome to the podcast where you will heal the relationship with yourself, unlearn the limiting beliefs that tell you it's better to blend in than stand out, and realize that you are more than enough. You are incredible. I am your host, Susan Padrone, an intuitive personal stylist and award-winning author featured in InStyle and many publications accessible all over the world. I am a tattooed queer mom who is showing up to give you the gentle nudge or emotional hug, whichever you need, so that you can give yourself the permission to be you. This is the Susan Padrone Podcast. Packing is one of those tasks that you either have down to a science or it can make you feel completely overwhelmed. In episode 32, I shared about my packing pro tips, but since releasing that episode, I have had friends and clients asking me for more specific guidance. So, welcome to the packing series. We're starting with what to pack for Disney. So, full disclosure, Disney's not my thing. Yes, it's full of magic, and I know people love it, but for me, it's beyond stressful. I get hot and sweaty easily. So being in Florida, where it's always humid and gross, that's a big no thank you from me. I do really enjoy traveling, especially with my husband and my son, but I'm just not a fan. And I know I'm not alone when it comes to Disney. I don't hate everything about it. And this episode is not going to be just a all Disney bashing episode, I promise. When we go to Disney, I still make the most of the trip for my son, Honey Bunny, and I want everyone to do the same, especially if you're there for your kiddos. So, since I'm on the East Coast, we have much more proximity to Disney World in Florida, and that's where we've taken my son on family trips. Again, it's fun, it's fine, but one of the biggest challenges is feeling like absolutely no clothes work to fit all the conditions that are needed. But with more and more people feeling comfortable traveling again, I've helped clients pack for Disney. I've gone to Disney. So, of course, I had to make this into a travel-friendly capsule wardrobe series. So, let's discuss the requirements for a trip to Disney World in Orlando, Florida. Mega heat and humidity friendly because we need it. Has to be flexible to move in or for when you need to scoop up your kids or just be silly with them. An absolute minimal fuss because you don't need more chaos in your life when you're on this trip. You want to enjoy the trip and time with your family or friends as much as possible. So let's make sure your travel wardrobe doesn't ruin your trip. Let's start with what to wear to the park. So, high quality bike shorts. My favorite, my personal favorite. I like lived in them the last time we went. If you're buying some new ones, make sure to try them on and do like a mini little dance routine in them or just kind of like wiggle, you know, like move around a little. I'm not kidding. It helps because you are going to want to make sure that they stay in place, that they hit where you want them to hit. You know, you definitely don't want to try and squeeze into some that are too snug. When in doubt, just size up. There's no shame with that because sizes aren't real to begin with, as we've talked about before. I personally would suggest going with black bike shorts because black will hide everything, including sweat. So your kids spill some stuff on you, you spill some stuff on you, you're sweating. It's not going to show. It's easy. Even in bike shorts, I want you to get dressed and not have to think about what you're wearing beyond that. You want to pair your shorts with looser tank tops, you know, maybe with a fun detail or a cropped t-shirt or even a longer oversized t-shirt if you like to embrace that whole like Gen Z no pants trend. Lighter colors are highly recommended when it comes to wearing tops because you'll want to stay cool. You want to just wear something that's going to be light, not going to attract the sun too much, help keep you cool as possible. But unfortunately, the lighter colors, not going to help with eliminating the whole visible stain thing with your kids wiping things on you. But, you know, we can only solve one problem at a time, right? I would also suggest even opting for a sports bra or a tank that has a built-in sports bra to kind of help with minimizing the sweat factor. If you're going to wear shorts that aren't bike shorts and you have thick thighs, like me, or your thighs just touch, like most people, instead of wearing long, like Bermuda style shorts, because those can be questionable, you can wear a shorter inseam that's comfortable for you and add one of my favorite products directly to your skin to prevent chafing, also known as chub rub, also known as friction. I highly recommend a product that's called Thigh Rescue, and that is by Mega Babe. Thigh Rescue looks like a stick of deodorant, and you apply it directly to your skin to temporarily eliminate the friction caused from your thighs rubbing together. I've tried other products on my thighs, such as Body Glide. I prefer Thigh Rescue. I feel like it lasts longer, it eliminates more of the friction. And you'll want to keep it in your bag, though, to reapply it throughout the day, because if you're going a full day in the park wearing shorts and it's hot and it's gross, next little bathroom trip that you take, you know, midway through the day, just reapply it and you'll be good for the rest of the day. It's a game changer, I promise. You'll also want maybe like a forgiving jumpsuit or a romper, something that has like actual straps. You know, the rest of it can be loose, but you want something that isn't just necessarily spaghetti straps, because those can be a little questionable, a little dicey if you're bending and lifting a lot, especially if you have a larger bust. Wardrobe malfunctions are not something that you want to have to think about when you're in Disney with, you know, at least one small child. You know, just not a concern that we want to have on our radar. If you end up wearing a dress, okay, if you end up packing one, you want to make sure that you pack breathable thigh saver shorts. This is an alternative to that Thigh Rescue by Mega Babe that I mentioned earlier. Not all thigh saver shorts are created equal. I personally love Thigh Society shorts. If you are a thick-thighed person, I am sure we've chatted about this before. They are fantastic. Also, another casual dress option for you to pack, or just an alternative to wearing shorts, are exercise dresses, like workout dresses. If you haven't tried them yet, they're my preferred alternative to wearing full-on workout clothes. You can even layer them with like an oversized button-down over the dress or an oversized denim jacket. It makes them really great for traveling. You know, something where you can have those warmer layers when you're traveling from the Northeast, like myself. And then once you get to Florida, you shed those outer layers and you're ready for warm weather. If you have little kids, you're probably going to be carrying a diaper bag or a backpack. A backpack is super helpful to hold things like your water bottle, your spray bottle fan, any small things you purchase in the park, your sunscreen, or just whatever your kid doesn't want to carry anymore when you're walking around the park. When you're thinking about a bag for yourself, you know, maybe your partner's carrying the backpack, maybe you are, but if you want to have something a little bit smaller, which I highly recommend, Disney is a great time for something like a fun belt bag, or also known as a fanny pack. And that's something that you can just carry your essentials in, you know, things like your, like a small version of your wallet, like a really scaled down, like card holder kind of style wallet, your sunglasses, your phone, really. That's it. That will live in that little fanny pack belt bag. Makes it so much easier. You can wear it like a crossbody bag too. So there's a lot of versatility there, which we love. Also, when you're traveling in the airport, you can throw in your crossbody bag into your carry-on or even that backpack that you might be bringing throughout the parks, or your diaper bag even too. It makes it easy. When we're talking about shoes, you'll want to bring either sneakers or your most worn in pair of flat sandals that have arch support for the days that you are walking in the parks. Disney is not the time to try out a new pair of shoes. Even if they're comfy sneakers or sandals, they will betray you. You will be walking and sweating too much to play around with a new pair of sneakers or sandals. Just don't do it to yourself. Your feet will be crying. It will be miserable. Now, this is a tough one for me. And here we go. I don't normally condone Birkenstocks, but yes, this is a good time to wear them if that's already your thing. One thing that you absolutely have to avoid, rubber slides. Nothing sweats more in those than rubber slides. And you do not need help in that department when you're walking around in Florida humidity. Rubber plus sweat often leads to miserable blisters, and we are going to need to take care of our feet on a marathon trip like Disney. Another thing to consider when you're packing are breathable fabrics. Unless it's a sweat-wicking material, rely on cotton or linen to keep you cool and let your skin breathe even when you're getting sweaty. Another must have for when you're in the park is sunscreen. Sunscreen, and more sunscreen, and maybe even a backup sunscreen. Don't wait until you get to the park to buy sunscreen. I've done that. Yes, they have lots of options at just about every kiosk, trust me. But you'll probably get sunburned while you're walking from the monorail to said kiosk. Please listen to my words of wisdom, my words of experience. I have been there. It's just avoidable. Pack the sunscreen. Okay, we've talked about what you're wearing in the parks. So now let's chat about when you're at the hotel or maybe your family night out style. If your kid is anything like mine, you are going to spend a lot of time at your hotel pool. So you'll absolutely want to bring swimsuits. If you want my recommendations about swimsuits, like specific brands or styles, you're going to want to check out episode 10, Bathing Suit Shopping Simplified, and that will give you all of my preferred recommendations. If you're traveling with extended family or even a babysitter, and you know that you might get some adult pool time, feel free to bring something cute and fun to wear just for you or for you and your partner. The majority of your other bathing suits, you'll probably want to bring options with a little more coverage for when your kids end up joining you for some pool time. You want to be able to swim, play, and be goofy without worrying about a bathing suit wardrobe malfunction. A nip slip isn't really the right vibe for Disney, so coverage is helpful. I like to pack 2 to 3 bathing suits because my kid loves the pool and absolutely wants to swim more than once per day. So I'm not interested in putting on a damp bathing suit, so having a morning bathing suit option and an evening bathing suit option is important for that kind of rotation. Along with your bathing suit, you'll want a swimsuit cover-up that covers your shoulders and your chest because those parts of your body typically get the most sun exposure and we'll want to protect them when we can. Also, don't forget your pool sandals. When you're going out to dinner or grabbing dinner at your hotel, throwing on an easy breezy dress or jumpsuit, perfect option. It's one piece, you grab it, give it a little refresh with a steamer, and you're good to go. Simple. You don't have to think. After a full day of making a million decisions, having to reduce the amount of decisions that you're making is a game changer. You'll also want to bring a wedge or a platform sandal because that'll just add a little more oomph than like your regular park shoes when you're thinking about footwear for your dinner outfit. The nice bonus is that a wedge or a platform will still be practical for wrangling kids while walking to and from dinner. A cropped linen or a denim jacket for when the hotel lobby or restaurants are almost inevitably freezing, also a good thing to have. This can be the same thing that you're wearing when you're traveling too. You know, you can wear it on the plane, just giving you that little bit of extra warmth rather than packing multiple outerwear travel options or packing options. We'll just do the one for travel and one for dinner. You know, we love our air conditioning, especially after a long, hot day in the park, but those temperature changes can be no joke. I also like bringing something, even if I'm not warm personally, or if I'm not cold personally, in the restaurant. Sometimes my kiddo gets cold, so sometimes I'll give him my jacket just so he has something to bundle up with so he's not like sitting there shivering like a poor little sweet baby angel. So that was a lot of information. That's really all you need for your Disney trip when you're packing for yourself. But to give you time to kind of process all that information and maybe to think about it in a different way, check the show notes for a free downloadable packing list. Until next time. Thanks for taking the time to listen. The best way to support this podcast is to subscribe and leave a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts.